Simply Done, the podcast network.
I guarantee you, here's the problem that's going to happen. He's going to go there. He's going to bring all his little fruitcake
friends.
You got to
understand something, okay?
No.
Jeff was the toughest kid in junior high school. He won like 3 Presidential Physical Fitness Awards.
What does that mean?
Because he's doing push-ups. The Scaremaster is like... Scaremaster can't, like, if you do one put, oh, whoa, Scaremaster, hello.
What's the matter?
You got a gun? You got a gun?
Are you in a bad mood?
I got my pouch there. Okay?
Are you wearing a wire?
It's freezing like fucking crazy.
Are you wearing a wire?
It's freezing shit outside.
What are you doing, Perry?
Let go of me!
You better sit
I'll rip your fucking head off!
Oh, really? Really?
I'm on your side.
Rip my fucking head off, then. Go sit down, you fucking nitwit.
Thank you. Kindly let go of my coat. Okay, this was very expensive and you still owe me money for it?
I owe you nothing for this coat.
You owe me a lot.
How do I owe you for the coat? You're wearing the coat right now.
I had to replace the other one.
What other one?
The one that you ripped.
I didn't see it.
I didn't realize we can go back and talk about getting money back from each other. Remember when I've loaned you money a few times that you said you'd
pay
back?
And I paid you back.
No, you
didn't. No, you
didn't. No, you didn't. You never paid me a dime.
What about my sweatbands?
You never paid me
a dime.
What
about my sweatbands?
What about the fact you got 50 grand for doing the second movie and we got nothing?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
You didn't get paid. Your lawyers didn't get paid. You and your...
I never got paid for a second movie.
You didn't
get
$50,000.
For a lawsuit, not a movie.
No, that wasn't a lawsuit. That, if you look at what it said, what it was...
It was an advance.
It was an advance of your movie funds. That's what it was. Well, we didn't do a movie, so you got to keep it all. Don't be foolish, Perry.
Oh, God.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. What about this? You know this tune?
Coming to you pre-recorded from... Stop, Perry. Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Down, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California... It's the Big Three Podcast. Hi, once again, it's your old pal, Don.
I'm all.
I'm scary.
You sure are.
Scary, Terry.
Together, we are the
Big Three.
There's a lot of excitement in Big Threesville because on the Friday that this podcast starts airing, the three of us and our lovely producer, Mary Jane.
Hello.
We're going to be in Park City, Utah, where they're going to be celebrating the Sundance Film Festival. And on Saturday the 19th, the Big Three will be at a place called Cicero's. And we'd like everyone to join us as the Big Three will be recording a live webcast. Now, let me see here. All right, the address to Cicero's is 306 Main Street. And that's in Park City. And it's a bar. So come there and get shit-faced. Make some fucking noise. And if you can't be there, we'll be streaming this live. And I think that it's going to be on YouTube, but I'm not so sure about that. And I also don't know the exact starting time, but I think it's at 8:45.
8:40, you know what that means.
No, what does it mean?
That's what they say when it's time to smoke apple cherry with tobacco. 8:40 or 4:20.
Whatever.
Or 2:10 or 1:35.
So what day are we...
noon.
Excuse me,
like 7-ish in the morning. Anytime between lunch and after dinner. Go ahead, Scaremaster.
Are we flying into Colorado on Saturday or on Friday?
I thought we were going to Sundance.
Well, where is Sundance? Isn't it in Colorado?
It's in your mind.
Come on, Scaremaster.
What do you mean, come on? Where's the Sundance Film Festival? Colorado or Utah?
You really don't know.
No, I don't.
You claim to be in this industry, and you don't know where it is.
I don't know where it is.
Yeah, but Mole, you're beloved.
Okay, let's figure it out.
Please
okay.
tell
wait,
me
wait,
where
let's
Sundance
break
Film
it down.
Festival
let's
is.
Break it down. Sundance. Okay, it's on the sun. It's on the surface of the sun. Dance. Oh. So hot to dance.
Ooh. Way to describe
where's that going to be?
Say that again. It's on the surface of the sun.
Not a daughter. A son. Not singing, dancing. So it's a dance movie. It's a film festival about dancing on the sun What was that movie about sunspots? That was Day After Tomorrow.
I know exactly what you mean. I can't believe that you don't know what this is. And you say you take these smart pills to get smarter.
How are those going?
I just started, and it gives me great...
You seem sharp. A little bit sharp.
No, it's not that I'm real sharp.
You seem a lot smarter than 2 weeks ago.
Watch this.
Just following your finger.
I know, but your eyes are really clear.
They really are. Clearer than I've ever seen.
I'm getting a lot of sleep.
Last 2 weeks.
I'm getting a lot of sleep since I've been on these. Hold on. Which is fantastic.
Now watch. Now watch this. Take that. Ah.
Asshole, that's what he's saying. All right. You got burned by that. That's the oldest joke in the book.
Okay.
And you got burned by it because what Mole did is he made the little circle and then the three fingers, asshole.
Yeah.
That's what he did to you. You got burned.
Punch him in the arm for that one.
I'm not going to punch him.
I can't reach him. You got to punch someone when you do that.
Mole.
Just be professional. Please. What, you don't punch somebody when you do that to him? It was below my belt.
Please.
So if fans want to come, where do they go? Where do they got to go?
Colorado?
Perry, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to fuck it up for everybody?
Fuck it up for everybody? All right. Please.
Sundance.
What is he going to say? I want to hear this. Please. You said please.
Please. All right. The Sundance Film Festival, is it Denver, Colorado, or is it Salt Lake City, Utah?
Multiple choice. God dang it. I give up. Okay, where is it? You tell me.
That's what I'm asking
you. Okay, what's
it named after? What's it named after?
I don't know what it's named after.
Sundance.
Sundance.
You get to dance with some dude's son, okay?
What?
Exactly. See what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're saying.
Okay.
Maybe it's not for you to know.
You go to a ranch and you go, excuse me, sir, I'd like to dance with your son.
No, I don't go to a ranch and say, excuse me, sir, I want to dance with your son.
It's a son dance.
By the way, you know that what we're going to be able to do, we're going to be able to go to all these parties. We've been given invites to all these parties there.
I got to call a few people and find out where it is. Jesus Christ.
When you find out, you let me know.
And let me know.
Just look it up online.
We'll figure it out. When is our flight?
I believe it's Friday.
We're all flying together, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Same plane? Good.
Yep.
Where do we fly out of?
I think LAX.
Our passports?
Am I
going to get picked up, or do you want me to drive over here?
You're going to have to. No, you're not going to park here. Why would you park here? Why don't you just go to the airport?
Because I don't have the money to park.
Well, then you figure out a way to do it. You get somebody to drive you. You know what you could do?
You can park in lot C. It's $7 a day.
You get one of your disbarred lawyer friends to take you there. You drive them everywhere, don't you?
It'd be $21 for
3 days. I don't know. I'm getting somebody to drive me there.
Oh, fuck.
Perry, you've had weeks to know this.
Okay, so listen, if it's $7 a day for lot C, 3 days, it's going to be $21. Can you handle that?
Oh, God.
It isn't a $500 rap bill. I'm going to write you a rap song. It's not thousands of dollars
and
to help.
The good news, it's
a
write-off.
United States
it's a write-off
government,
because it's a business.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Catholic Church.
You know
it's
what
not
you
that.
Do? Bring your receipt. Bring your receipt over to the Jash Company and ask for your $21. They'll give you cash. Jash for cash.
Whatever.
Hey, I'd like to say the Big Three Podcast is the first place that said Jash for cash. So when that becomes their big slogan, we at least get to wet our beaks and all that Jash for cash.
That makes it official. The Big Three was the one that created Jash for Cash.
Jash for Cash. Jash
on the Big
for
Three
cash.
Podcast, Jash for Cash. Now, I don't know if people remember, but the Perry's Movie Time has been canceled, and we no longer do that.
Okay.
But people love the song. Why don't we hear that for old time's sake?
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
Isn't that cool?
It makes you really want to hear Perry's Movie Time again.
Unfortunately, that was so bad.
Scaremaster.
What?
Listen, can I just say one thing? Dan, don't listen for a second.
What do you mean?
Let me just don't listen for a second.
All righty.
First off, you are missing a golden opportunity, okay?
Are you done?
No. We are in Hollywood where the movies happen.
I know.
You are a movie guy, okay?
Exactly.
Not only Scaremaster, but also your Stone Fury, who is a movie guy. You're one of the most beloved characters in movies in the last, 10 years, okay?
Right.
Stone Fury. Wait, hold on a second.
Well, let me just ask a quick question.
Yeah.
Why is it that Perry has his headphones off and I have my headphones off and Perry can hear you and I can't? Put your headphones on, Scaremaster.
I forgot.
Scaremaster, you've been working out?
Trying. I've been barely able to get the bar up because of the blood clot.
But you got a blood clot?
They removed the blood clot.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
And that's why my balance is so.
Let me ask you this. Are you ready? Are you ready for snowboarding? You said you're going to be in training.
I'm not snowboarding in Colorado. I should.
What about in Utah?
I should snowboard in Colorado or Utah, but this time up, no.
And that was today's Perry's Movie Time.
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
What about Perry's Sexcapades?
No, we're not doing that yet. What were you talking about?
We were talking about
snowboarding.
Snowboarding. Hey, you think Quincy's going to go snowboarding?
I think Quincy will do anything.
He's wild on the mountains, man.
He's wild everywhere. Remember that one time?
In Telluride?
No, I don't remember that. I was talking about the Bahamas.
Oh, yeah. We didn't go skiing there, though.
He went parasailing.
Yeah.
He went parasailing, and his pants fell off. Hey, my little dilly dally.
He was drinking that liquor that has a lizard in it.
Oh, by the way, a special thanks goes out to all the Big Three podcast fans, because this past Friday, when we released our last show before this one, that day, we had more downloads on iTunes than we have had in the over 2 year history of the Big Three podcast. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Our ratings are going through the roof, and it's the best thing for us.
Good. Can you fill me in on how many downloads we had?
Well, what I can do is I can tell you the top five countries that download our podcast.
Go for it.
Okay, try to guess what's the fifth.
Dubai.
Nope.
I'm thinking.
This country is fifth for the most downloads of any country in the world.
Either.
Belgium.
Oh, shoot. Where are the Asian girls.
Right.
I can't think right now. Either North or South Korea or the other one.
Central Korea.
No, it's not any of those. Let's do this. Let's put up $20. Who can tell me first? This country downloads our podcast the fifth most of any country in the world. Quickly, for $20.
Spain?
Sweden?
Sweden is exactly right.
Nice.
Well, because you already knew.
How the heck do I know this stuff?
Why would he know that?
Please do.
Sweden.
All right. The country that downloads our podcast, the fourth most of any country in the world.
Canada?
Australia?
Australia is right.
Australia? There you go. Okay.
Good day, mate.
Let's see. Sweden?
Third?
Australia.
America, think about it.
Canada, Italy, then UK.
The UK is exactly right.
Then second would be Canada, then the first U.S.
I already said Canada and U.S.
No, you didn't.
You said that for the fourth or fifth, and it was actually the second most.
Okay.
Hey, Mole. Rain. Wee.
Hey, Mole. I'll bet you $100 you can't guess what I'm thinking right now. You want to bet?
I have $100 right here.
Do you want to bet me?
Okay.
What am I thinking?
Okay, you're thinking about
taking the money back.
No, I'll get this. Give me a second. You're thinking about how you should never fight black dudes or
nope.
Chinese dudes with ponytails.
Give it here.
Perry's exactly right. It's I thought how I could get this money. Thank you, Perry.
Oh boy.
You see that, Scaremaster?
Yep.
What were you going to say?
Damn!
What's the matter?
I don't know.
Well, let me go with the top U.S. cities that download our podcast. Number 10, Detroit, Michigan.
Yay!
Number 9, Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah. Cool.
Number 8, Philadelphia, PA.
Yeah, see, brotherly loves, like, Scaremaster loves dudes.
7 is Seattle, Washington.
Okay.
Yay.
Number 8,
S-Town.
I mean, number 6?
Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
And you know what? Portland, Oregon has 2.55% of all of our downloads.
Really?
Now, at 2.65%, you think that's why she brags about it a lot and tells people?
I don't know. I don't know.
The San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose area. New York is number 4 at 3.56%. Chicago, number 3 at 3.74% of the audience. Then Los Angeles, number 2.
Well, let's see who can guess number 1.
I have no clue.
Come on. They went through all the other ones. What's the
number
biggest
one?
City?
Los Angeles is 7.57.
Come on, think about
it. And I'll tell you this.
New York City?
No, hold on. We've already named New York, but I'll say this. 4. Before you take another guess, I will give you a hint. And this is what's really cool. Because Los Angeles, our second most
downloaded
city, is at 7.57. And then with over almost 20% more downloads at 27.13% of all of our downloads go to this city. Tell me the name of that city. Who wants to bet? You want to play?
Chabay.
Name of that, is it Chicago? Okay, we already said Chicago's number 3.
Chicago. Detroit, Boston, Philadelphia, Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles.
Oh, you know where it is.
Do you want to bet some money on this?
I'm lost.
Come on, Scaremaster.
What's
Do you know?
Detroit?
Detroit's
Milwaukee?
Number 10. Detroit was number 10.
Milwaukee?
Nope.
Number 9.
Detroit nope. Number All right, 10. Milwaukee's your guess. How much do we bet?
I didn't bet any money.
Okay, you want to bet me, Mole, that you can't get it?
Sure.
All right, what do you think it is?
Okay, I'm thinking...
San Antonio, Texas?
The Beltway. Okay, think the Beltway.
Dallas, Texas?
The capital. Miami!
Nope. Washington, D.C. Almost
D.C.?
27 point something.
Is number one?
Of the entire
You know
of
why
our
that is?
Audience.
Are you serious?
You know what it is?
What have I got to do by gaining?
I think I know why.
Why?
That's what Congress has been doing, listening to the Big Three podcast, and they get so wrapped up with what happened with Sonny and with what happened with Scaremaster killing Nathaniel and what happened with Scaremaster not doing movie time anymore that they're not getting their job done.
Do you really believe that's it?
Why not? Just you saw the stats.
The stats
numbers
don't
lie.
Oh, they don't. They really don't.
My hips don't lie.
Hey, you know what? Even though it's not. And that was Perry's Movie Time.
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
I love that song. I wish you weren't so fucked up about it.
Oh, boy.
We said this before at the beginning of the show, but on actually tomorrow, Saturday, at 8:45, we're going to be doing that podcast live. So if you're at the Sundance Film Festival, come and see us.
If you know anyone who's going to the podcast film festival, go to see them.
So we're going to be there live on Saturday and then live on Sunday?
No,
live on Sunday?
No, we're not going
we're
live
only doing,
on Sunday.
Okay,
so we're only doing one show.
Okay, so then we do a live show on Saturday and we come back on Sunday.
Yes.
Okay. Because I've been telling people that we're flying in Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Well, we'll
How
be
could
there.
You fly in every day?
It'd be pointless.
I mean,
it'd be pointless.
We're flying
Why not just
in one
stay
day,
in a hotel?
But we're leave, right? When are we leaving town? Friday or Saturday?
We leave Friday. We come back. Well, we go Friday. We come back.
No, we. Here's what we do. We leave Friday. We come back Friday, on Sunday.
Have a nice time. Okay.
And when you think
about
it.
Are we all staying in the same room? Or we
I think we're all going to stay in the same room, which will be really fun for us to get to know each other. And it might be something you want to talk on 60 Seconds with Perry. Go!
Staying in the same room with the two of you guys?
It'd be fun.
Oh, boy. I fear talk the fact that I'm going to lose my fucking luggage because of you guys.
What do you mean lose your luggage?
I'm going to lose my fucking clothes. I'm going to lose my medicine.
No, it's a Javajo way of saying that you're going to lose some semen.
Hold on for 3 days. Are you going to check a bag or no?
No, I'm not checking in any
bags. Are you checking a bag, Dan?
On the plane?
Yeah.
No.
You're not going to check a bag?
I'm wearing one thing of clothes, and that's the Sims.
For 3 days?
Snowboard uniform.
And you're
correct.
That's the whole time.
The correct.
Well, that's a great, I love that idea. I might do the same thing. I might just wear.
I might not even wear this. I might not even wear this jacket.
What?
It's going to be all the Sims.
What?
Uniform.
No, you got to wear that jacket. Did you make a deal with Sims?
Tom Sims passed away.
Stop! You really did a poor job today.
Didn't really push the skateboard company very well. I gotta say that. On the week before we're going to Sundance, when
Scary Perry skateboard,
you can't do that. You can't do that. I'm cutting it out. So that you might as well just stop.
I may as well do a commercial for Mole Vengeance. MoleVengeance.com. You want to submit your Mole Vengeance? MoleVengeance.com.
Yeah. See, you're gonna. Never mind.
What is he going to do?
He's going to mess me up, too.
Why would he mess you up? He's got no reason to.
Because he always does messes me up.
How do I mess you up? What did I do?
What did he do?
What did I do? What did I do?
I don't know. What'd you do?
I don't think he did anything good, that's for sure.
All right.
Hey, hold everything, Perry, because right now it's time that we let the fans out there, the people, say what they have on their mind. Because this is where you get a chance to do that on our $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Now, if you've never heard the $10 shout out before, this is where you, the listener at home, instead of just saying, well, I disagree with those guys on that show, here's your chance to say what's on your mind. Write us about a paragraph, send it to us at $10 shout out, care of Don Barris, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153. Hollywood, California, 90046. Say what's on your mind. Send us $10, and that's cash. No checks, no money orders. Straight cash, homie. Let's see. We've got only a couple today. So let me read this first one.
So we only have two
shout-outs? Yeah. Wait a minute. What are we doing here?
Nothing.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Why are you guys
talking to him?
Well, don't talk to him when we're in the middle of this. Please, what's going on?
Nothing happened.
Okay, let's try this again.
What?
Dear Big Three, I wanted to apologize to everyone that is part of the podcast and to all the great fans of the podcast. Last week, I neglected my responsibilities in finding dirt on that Javajo gypsy. Instead, I used my weekly letter to attack sound engineer Vince. As most of the listeners know, that Vince is a dreadful bore that no one likes. But my concern should have been about another dreadful bore that no one likes, the Scaremaster.
Oh, really?
I'm just reading the letter.
Okay, go on.
Our nitwitted friend Perry never fails to take stupidity to a level that no person has ever reached before. I don't know what that means.
He's being adorable.
He sure is. Well, anyway, I'll read on. Well, he's done it again. Before I tell you the latest info about the Big Three's pet baboon, ask him to tell you about his relationship with Justin Bieber and his mother. I can't wait to hear what he has to say about this because Perry is such an idiot, he actually believes that he's become friends with the Biebs. What is this about?
I got online and I've been talking to Justin.
You've been talking to Justin Bieber? Really? Yeah.
Well, come on. They probably know each other. That doesn't surprise me.
I was going to try to keep this secret until we got to Colorado.
All right, let's keep it to see. We'll talk about it in Colorado. Let's talk about Colorado.
No, I'd like to know about this.
I'm trying to hook up with Justin's mom.
What?
Yeah.
You're hooking up with Justin's mom.
Trying.
What does that mean?
Start dating her, possibly. I mean, she's not married.
Nope.
I'm not married.
So you'd be Justin Bieber's stepdad?
Possibly.
Why not?
Fucking A, I'd love that.
Let's maybe we should talk about this in Colorado.
No, I want to find out what the hell is going on.
That's where we're
going
to be, in Colorado. Thank you.
That's what you just said.
Yeah, that's what you said.
I said Colorado or Utah.
All right, or Utah. Wherever okay. you guys want to go.
Let me.
We better make sure there's no mix-up on these
Take
flights,
Take me
guys.
Back to Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago.
Who
plays
sings
the Sundance Film Festival.
You know, you
sings that?
You understood the way I was opening it? Up the band Chicago.
And who was the lead singer on that song?
Peter Cetera.
Thank you.
Nope. Wrong.
Terry Kath.
All right. All right, I'll read out. When going through the emails of the people that have fucked with Perry online before, I came across a series of emails going back and forth. It blows me away that a couple of 14-year-old kids have fucked with Perry once again, and they capitalize that, and Perry fell for it once again. First, it was a movie in Colorado with Eric Roberts, and now it's dating Justin Bieber's mom and taking her down the red carpet. What's this?
What does he know?
Okay, I'll read on. Ask Perry if he was stupid enough to give the fake Justin Bieber his phone number. Did you give him your phone number?
My cell number.
Okay. So it's, these were
you mean
kids
to tell me
said,
it's all fake?
I must feel sorry for someone as gullible as Perry, and I wonder how a maroon this stupid can even exist. Doesn't he wonder why in the world Justin Bieber would want to hang out with him? Doesn't he wonder why in the world Justin Bieber would try to set his mother up with him?
I thought, so it's not Justin.
I don't know. This is just a letter. It goes on to say, I realized I have a job to do. So I want you guys to know that I promise I'll continue to work relentlessly to find any and all information to bring Perry down.
How the fuck does this...
And again, I don't think he's ever denied that he's gay.
Oh, I bet it is. That's
your loyal friend.
I am not a faggot.
Friend and worker, Hugh A. Craig III, Editor-in-Chief of Perry Leaks.
There's no way I'm a faggot. One.
Are you going out with Justin Bieber's mother?
I am seeking that, yes. I was going to fucking save that until we got to Colorado to open up about it in Colorado. Because Justin and I have been talking on
oh my God, this is multiple pages.
In my email for, you know, quite some time, but I didn't expect you to find out about this.
Dear Big Three, like any good fan, I've done everything I can to spread the word about Windy City Heat, the Big Three podcast, and it's 3 stars. I've even traveled a great distance to attend the Perry's 20th anniversary party at the world famous Comedy Store. All right. I had a great time, and even though it cost me a lot of money to get there.
Well, thank you.
I thought it was worth it to show my support for Perry and the Big Three and close the picture of me and Perry from the 20th anniversary show. A couple weeks ago, I sent a message to Perry on his Facebook page because I read his comment that he was quitting the Big Three over some stupid dispute with Dan. It was very nice in what I wrote to Perry, and I encouraged him not to quit. I said, nothing negative to Perry whatsoever. Next day, I knew Perry unfriended me.
And what?
Even went so far as to block me from being able to view his Facebook page.
Anymore. What?
I have a feeling that Perry also did the same thing to other fans of the Big Three, because other people said that Perry blocked them on Facebook, too.
Oh, my God.
I have no idea why Perry would do such a thing, especially when I'm still just a fan who's trying to have some kind of connection to one of my heroes. He doesn't seem to care that people are being nice or mean to him. He just drops the hammer on everyone without considering how much he hurts them. Maybe he only
Let's
wants to
this is.
Have women as Facebook friends. Whatever reason it is, I had it with Perry for now. He's taken my support as a fan and flushed it down the toilet. Since he doesn't appreciate what I and other fans doing to encourage him, he can drop dead for all I care. What an inconsiderate, unprofessional a-hole. Scaremaster, he's right. I've enclosed $20 along with this shout-out. $20. But here's the thing. I don't want one cent of this money to go to that ungrateful, worm-ridden piece of filth that calls himself the Scaremaster. I used to be Perry's fan, but now I hate his guts with every fiber of my being. Instead, I want my money to go to Dan, Mole, and Mary Jane. At least they appreciate their fans, and I'm proud to support them in any way I can.
Yes, we do.
Perry, you should be ashamed of yourself, how you treat people. F you. Ungrateful Goomba. And then him. Look.
Did he leave a last name there?
Nope.
I don't recognize that guy.
Well, because he never gave you his
name. He's the guy next to Ungrateful Goomba.
But I don't recognize taking the picture with him.
He's got a goatee and a blue shirt.
You know what? Whoever this is, please get in touch with me on my Facebook page. I'll make sure that we talk to Perry and you get back on. That's just...
We're sorry that Patriot
criminals. Look,
those are fans of the whole Big Three, and when you disrespect them like that,
absolutely,
you're screwing everybody. Up, okay? And those
Me.
Are our fans too. So we're sorry that look. One member of the Big Three treated you so poorly. Just so you know, two other members of the Big Three think you're great. Thanks
think
for
you're
coming
the best.
Out
Thank
to
you.
The Big 20th anniversary of Perry blowing that dude.
And you know what?
I didn't blow anybody one.
What we should do is let this guy stay at Perry's place one night.
Nobody's staying at my house. You guys aren't even allowed there anymore.
We could go there for spaghetti dinner.
No fucking way.
I'll bet you we could.
I'll bet you we can't.
I'll bet you we could. And here's
how much you want to bet me?
Okay, here's what I'll bet. I'll bet you that if what we do is we say... Now listen to me. If we get the company that's putting on our webcast, if we get them to say to us, we want to perform at Perry's apartment, and they come up and they say, Perry, we want to perform at your apartment. I'll bet you they talk you into it. That's my guess.
Nope.
How much you want to bet?
It's gotta pay.
Yeah, of course
it'll
pay.
Big.
It's not gonna pay
big.
What's it worth going in your little fucking dust bowl?
My little fucking dust bowl?
Yeah, what is it worth?
Let's see. You guys have been there already 5 times?
3 times.
Okay, 3 times.
Maybe 4.
Oh, that sounds a lot better. 4 times.
Okay.
I want to go there 100 times. I'm always there.
Let's add $1,000 to that 100. $100,000.
Whoa. For $100,000, I could stay at your place?
Wow. For $100,000, we could buy that entire condo complex.
You know what we could also do, which might even be a better investment? Buy the 2 apartments on both sides of Perry, and we move in next door to them.
Let's just do that.
It'd be a better investment. We get a lot.
Well, there's somebody in 101. There's somebody in 103.
We could get rid of them.
Okay.
And then all three of us would be at 7722 Receta
Boulevard. Oh, really?
Well, apartment 101, 102, 103.
So you mean then I ought to move over here to...
I wonder why nobody could hear that, because it sounded like somebody who's had a jackhammer going.
You know, the other thing, you know, the other thing, too, is this weekend we'll have a test run to see how we all do living together.
That's great.
We're going to live together all weekend up in the mountains.
And you know what we should do? Each of us should have assignments on little household cleaning things. Like, Perry might be in charge of painting the place.
Hey, how about this? I'll make breakfast the first day.
Where are we staying
this
for
a
hotel?
This is going to be the greatest.
Wait a second, Mole. Where are we staying for the hotel?
I don't know. I think we're going to the woods, so we probably got a cabin the three of us are staying
in. Oh, God.
This is going to be the best weekend ever. As a matter of fact, you know what? As you're hearing this, we are probably on our way right now to Sundance. Perry,
oh my God.
Is this going to be fun or what?
It's right now I'm fearing.
No,
what's
going to
happen
great,
at Sundance?
What could you be afraid of?
Losing my stuff?
Nobody's going to lose
your stuff.
What stuff
would you lose? What are you going to bring? What are you bringing? Jewels?
No, not jewels, but I mean my medicine
you're
and
not,
stuff.
Nobody, Perry.
My medicine
Perry,
is like
Perry,
gold to me.
Perry, nobody's going to take your medicine.
Okay.
I guarantee
my
you.
Clothes.
The one thing, your clothes, maybe, but your medicine, no.
Like the ladies may rip at your clothes. That sim suit, definitely.
Do you understand that we're going there, and there might be close to 100,000 Big Three fans.
That'll be cool.
And anytime we step out of our...
It'll be like Beatlemania.
Mole-a-mania.
It'll be Big Three-a-mania.
Big Three-a-mania sounds cool.
Why Big Three-a-mania.
Big Three-a-mania.
Perry, but I guarantee you, you've got nothing to worry about.
How the fuck did that guy find out about my love and regard for Justin's mother?
He knows everything, Mr. Huey A. Craig.
It said here, let me see again.
Because I blocked
okay,
Huey A. Craig
well,
III.
Well, what it says
my
here,
fucking...
okay, what it says here is he was checking some of the people that had been fucking with you before. So he knew their email
on
address.
Twitter.
No, their email, because this is done through email, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's going through other people that have fucked with your email account. And fucked with you personally and fucking played games with you. He's got a look over those guys. he's gotten into their computers, and he found out, then he looked at these letters that you had written back and forth with him.
At least Justin and I are talking.
You know what?
I feel honored.
Can I tell you this? If you really believe that you are friends with Justin Bieber, I think when we're in the Sundance Film Festival, I think that you should wear like a Justin Bieber t-shirt and kind of support him. And then what
No, forget it. You know what you should do? Can I just go back in time and blow some minds?
Go ahead.
Go right ahead.
Baby guy.
No.
Yes.
Fucking way.
Baby guy. Return of the baby guy.
Baby guy and
return
I fucking
the baby guy.
I'm not wearing a fucking return diaper in the fucking baby. Snow.
That's what makes it hilarious.
It makes it a whole full circle. That is
in
it.
In the fucking snow.
Baby
I'll be
guy.
Sick.
Baby guy.
I will
baby
be
baby
sick.
Guy. Baby
I will
guy.
Get sick. But I am not
Perry,
getting sick.
Perry, you just put the baby guy outfit on during the show. There's heat in this studio. Are you crazy?
And we'll get a couple of pictures of you in the snow.
It's a joke, like for postcards. Then you.
I got to go buy a diaper, and I don't have enough money right now.
We'll get you a diaper. We'll get you all the
you
stuff
have the
you
bonnet
need.
And all that stuff.
I got the... The bib bonnet and pacifier still.
Okay, we'll get that stuff.
And that'll be pretty tasty,
the
pacifier.
That'll be fucking hilarious.
It'll
be fucking hilarious.
You know what? That's what you...
Seeing
but,
me
oh, wait,
in
hold
a
on.
Fucking
Let's
diaper.
Let's not say anything about it anymore. You know what we do? We'll surprise everybody when we get there and we'll say, today it's the rebirth of the
new beast.
The new beast. And we bring back the baby guy.
Oh, is that
maybe that's the way we start the Jash thing. It might be the way.
Oh, God.
Jash.com?
This is getting better and better and better.
Jash for cash.
You guys might have talked me into it. Did you hear me?
Oh, wait a second.
You just might have talked me into it.
Yeah, I hope right, Quincy's there. You think Quincy's going to be there?
When you said, right there, there's a phone call. As you said, Quincy... A phone call comes in. Could you send that through for us, please?
Ahoy, mateys. Drop me a line and yank me aboard, if you get my meaning.
Hey, Mr. Adams. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Mr. Adams.
Is the excitement mounting like I once would mount Juandez?
Yeah.
About Sundance? We're very excited.
Yeah, Perry wants to know if you're going to be there. Everybody,
am I going to meet you face-to-face, finally?
You're going to be there? What do you think?
All right. Oh, listen, everyone relax. I will tell you that, yes, you will find me there at the lodge. I'll be the one in the paisley one-piece roasting by the fire. Now, on to big non-Sundancy news. Who would like some?
Me.
We want it.
Yeah, I want some. Tell me. Say it to me. No, I said it first.
I said me first.
Boys. Listen. Who amongst you can tell me the hottest telly series coming out of my home London town these days?
Oh, the hottest BBC TV, The Hour. Second season tension between Freddie and Belle. Oh, sex scandal.
Yes.
That's hiding the new...
Yes.
For me, it's Luther.
Oh, yeah. He loves Luther. He loves Luther.
Luther. Yes.
Idris Elba. He nails it week in and week out. And he has such great range.
Yeah. Also, to think he was the Stringer Bell on the Wire. He was Stringer Bell on the Wire.
Yes, the Wire. The Wire was wonderful, wonderful. Yes, The Wire was wonderful, but not British. And neither of those shows are what I'm talking about. Perry.
Yes, sir.
You haven't jumped in yet. Would you like to tell them, please, what I'm talking about?
I don't even know. I'm my mind's like, durr.
Perry. I'm asking you to tell everyone the hottest show out of Britannia TV these days.
Hottest show?
Tell them.
Excuse me, sir. I'm not in
England.
Take a guess.
I'm sorry, did you say it? I can't barely hear. Of course, we're speaking, of course, of Downton Abbey.
Oh, of course,
yeah,
Downton
sure.
Abbey. Yeah, of course.
As you are well aware, this season they have brought on an American upstart, Shirley MacLaine.
Oh, as Cora's mother.
Really?
Martha Levinson.
Yeah, the wealthy Rhode
yes,
Islander.
Yes, exactly. Martha Levinson, okay. The wealthy Rhode Islander.
What channel is this on?
She brings her crude and boorish manners into the Grantham's wondrous world. Now, here's what I've done. I have some friends over there, and I've arranged to have Perry considered for the role as her son, Barry Levinson.
Oh, how cool is that?
That's nice.
Here's what I'd like. Scaremaster, let me do this. Let me hear you say, Ready? I hear they call you Lord Grantham because, lordy, lordy, you sure are dumb. I hear they call you Lord Grantham because, lordy, lordy, you sure are dumb. Take it away.
I hear they call you Lordy Grantham because, lordy, lordy, you sure are dumb.
You know what? Listen. Play with it. Play around with it. I'll leave you with this. Let me leave you with this. All right. Just a thought. Why can't a man living in London be buried in Chicago?
Scaremaster knows when he's from Chicago. Tell him, Scaremaster.
A person from London can't
Why
be
can't
buried?
A person living in London be buried in Chicago?
Because he lives in London.
Because he's still living. He's living. He's living.
Yes, I thought for sure he lives in London.
Oh,
listen, always a delight. Always a delight. Perry, do me a favor. Work on that, would you? I hear they call you Lord Grantham because, lordy, lordy, you sure are dumb. Have fun with it. Toots, dudes.
Thank you. I'm going to need the script. I need it in writing.
One more time, Scaremaster.
I hear they call you lordy, lordy. Oh, fuck. My mind's not even there.
Anyway, well, that was John Quincy Adams. If you don't know John Quincy Adams, he is the one-time producer of the movie Windy City Heat. And he calls us from time, actually every week. I don't think there's been a time that he's missed calling here. Okay. Can you remember?
No, he usually calls. You know what he's been really excited about lately, Quincy? I saw him this week. He's excited that finally adult film stars have to wear condoms.
Oh, that's right.
Because, you know,
right.
his whole thing with the gonorrhea that's just going crazy everywhere. And he's
oh, I heard about
stop that. That. Yeah, he's like, he wants to do going gonorrhea. He's putting all that money into that campaign.
Well, thank God they've got to wear condoms now. You know, that's,
everybody's happy about that.
Everybody.
Stephen Hirsch is all pissed off about it and has filed a lawsuit.
Who's that? Stephen Hirsch?
Stephen Hirsch from... The company on Cahuenga. Hmm. Oh, Christ, I can't even remember the name of it.
Vegematic?
Papil.
The
Milton Bradley.
Oh, Christ.
Tonka.
Matchbox.
If you guys keep making... Fuck.
Sherman Williams.
The company on Cahuenga, next to Nissan, are actually across the street from Nissan.
Okay, next.
The porno company.
Porno company?
What?
Yes. What?
Well, what are you saying? Do you side with that? Do you think they shouldn't have to wear condoms?
No. I think they should, too.
Oh.
I think they should, too. But it's the fact that I'm just making remark that Stephen Hirschfeld filed an appeal.
Well, since when
lawsuit.
Did you become Stephen Hirschfeld's mouthpiece on the Big Three podcast? Jeez.
I'm just making a remark.
No, you're not. You are sitting there and you are putting forth.
Is he paying
you?
Is he paying
time paying
out of the
me?
Big Three podcast?
It just seems like
to push
dropping
Stephen
things in here constantly. And I'm starting to think that there's a possibility you're getting money on the side from.
If I was getting money on the side, I would be bringing that money in here
oh,
in an
really?
Envelope with
Isn't
the fucking
it funny?
Fact that I
Who
be
gets a brand new jacket that people are envious
yeah,
of?
Yeah, where'd you get the money for that jacket?
This
Skim
money came in my disability.
You still owe me. You still owe me money for a jacket. You still owe me money for my new jacket.
I think you still owe me money that I've loaned you before.
I paid you off.
You never paid me off. You've never paid me off.
Oh, Christ.
Perry, you're a liar. I want you to tell me right now that you never paid me off. Or I'm going to look for it, and I'm going to fucking sue you.
Sue me for what? My good
You're not
luck?
Allowed to say sue, Dan.
All right.
Even you, you're not allowed to say
it. All right, I take Scaremaster. That back.
You want my sue? I'm sorry, she doesn't live in San Diego anymore.
Oh, that's funny.
Fucker.
Oh, that's funny stuff.
Oh, my Sue.
Well, you know what? Speaking of Sue, why don't we get to a part that people are really getting tired of and bored of? This is another adventure into Perry's Sexcapades.
All right. Scary Perry's Sexcapades, number 16. This goes back to when I first moved to Costa Mesa from Palm Springs.
Go!
Oh, so you're now...
I forgot. That wasn't 60 Seconds with Perry.
No, it's the Sexcapades are different from the 60 Seconds because in...
I wasn't
in
thinking.
Sexcapades, he just does it. In 60 Seconds, you go...
Right. I forgot. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, to make it official, then stop.
Okay. I'm not stopping.
No, no, no. But I was.
I got to talk about the Sixers.
But I just opened up.
Your mouth.
You can't have an open. It's like a parenthesis. Right. You can't just have an open.
Whatever. Whatever. You fucked up again. Again and again and again and again and again. You bet your ass. Anyway, Scary Perry Sexcapades number 16. This goes back to when I first moved from Costa Mesa to Palm. When I first moved to Costa Mesa from Palm Springs.
Which way did you go to get there? You went from you took what?
I lived in Palm Springs.
Hey, do you know the way to San Jose? I've been away so long. I may go on.
I'm going to tell you if you don't shut up. I'm not going to read anymore.
San Jose, I'm going back to find some peace of mind in San Jose.
Well, then you guys aren't going to learn.
LA is a great big freeway.
Put $100 down and buy a car. In a week, maybe two, they'll
make you a star. I guess you guys don't want to hear about
Sixpence. Weeks turn into years, how quick they pass.
You don't want to hear about Sixpence.
And all the stars that never were. Parking cars are pumping gas.
I'm parking it. I'll read this when I'm in Colorado.
Okay, come on, Perry.
Fuck it.
Perry, you're in the middle of your sex.
I'm not in the middle of my sex.
Come on.
He's in the middle of fucking being an asshole.
He was singing. He was having fun.
He's not having fun. He's an asshole.
Were you having fun, Mole?
All right, this goes back again to when I moved to Costa Mesa from Palm Springs. I hired an Orange County hooker named Vicky. Met her at my...
the Orange County hooker store.
Met her out of the Orange County Register.
Where you get hookers there?
That's when, back in the 80s.
You could get hookers right in front of there?
Right out of the newspaper. There was like three pages of... personals ads in the Orange County Register.
What's the What's the downside of getting an Orange County hooker? There's got to be some kind of downside.
You get a disease.
Okay.
That's anywhere.
Continue on, then.
All right. Met her at my, let's see. Okay, she came over to and provided great sex. But since I was new in town, she invited me to this club called Deja Vu on the corner of us, Fairview and Newport Boulevard. All right. Vicky didn't make it to the club that night because she was working too late. But, let's see. But I met these other two girls there. Sweet, sexy chicks from Newport Beach. Then they invited me to their house. I followed them to their house. Then at their house, behind the security gate in Newport Beach, I'm thinking very, very impressive. Now we go into their house. I remember their names was one was Kat. She had a rockin' sexy body, and she was from Brooklyn, New York. And her other girlfriend named Patty. Kat was a female bodybuilder, and Patty was an aerobic instructor. Kat was a 38 double D, natural double D, but firm, sexy, tight body.
Baby, right. Fortune is a magnet. It can pull you far away from home. With a dream in your heart, you're never alone. Dreams turn into dust and blow away.
Can I say my last line, please?
Friend, you pack your car and ride away.
Patty, she loved when I was eating her pussy.
La, 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 la. Do you know the way to San Jose?
What did you talk about? Can't Patty loving to get her pussy? No,
he wouldn't allow me.
Well, then just do it. He's gonna get mole. You can't do this right now.
You can't interrupt me. Well, you know,
just finish it up.
Hold that, please, no. Because all I got to do is say that Patty loved it when I was eating her clit. She loved me.
Are you pretty good?
Oh, dude.
That should have been a lyric in the song. I don't know what Burt Bacharach and Al David were thinking.
Let me see this finger. Put your forefinger up.
The alphabet was all right. Master.
Lick the forefinger. Show me
Scare
how
master.
Pussy. That's how you do it? Oh, whoa. Do it towards the camera right there. You know what? Maybe get that little camera and videotape him doing that.
You should sell videos of you teaching people how to do that, Scare Master.
You know what? Look at the camera right here. And what I want you to do, Perry, and I want you to be very serious because this could be something that we could actually put on the internet. Wait. Perry, wait. Look at the camera and listen, say in the mic, this is how the Scaremaster eats pussy.
This is how the Scaremaster eats pussy.
Oh, gosh.
shaved bush.
Oh. That was the president's daughter he didn't talk about. Shaved bush. Jenna? Carolina?
Look at that. That is really, that bush. Is fucking on fire hot.
It's really...
You know, while he's doing this, you know, maybe after you've had a long night of eating pussy, maybe you need some kind of nourishment. That's where you go to What the Huck.
Yeah, What the Huck. Here's what you do. Get some of this super hot sauce and you pour in your eyes so that you can try to forget seeing what I'm seeing right now.
For the finest in Thai cuisine, it's What the Huck. 323-654-7952.
His hands are shaped in like a weird pyramid thing and he's licking them.
Because it's like a pussy.
Your hands
what's
are?
What's the number of What the Huck?
Like a pussy. 323-654-7952.
What was that in Spanish, Mo?
You know what? My resolution is that I'm not speaking Spanish anymore. It's 654-7952.
Okay, we'll have to take it in English. Maybe I should do it in Swedish. Could I try it in Swedish? A boom, ba boom, ba 323-654-7952.
That's not Swedish, that's English. With an accent.
Oh, all right. Anyway, that's What the Huck.
323-654-7952.
I can't help myself.
You did a good job.
You're a knucklehead.
He's a knucklehead.
That's not fair, Scare Master.
You'll love it and you know it.
Not fair at all.
All right.
I've got lots of friends in San Jose. Do you know the way to San Jose? Can't wait to get back to San Jose.
If we get a chance, we got to go to some bar and just start singing there.
Maybe we'll do karaoke at, maybe we'll sing some.
Go to Paladino's.
No, I'm talking about Sundance.
In Square Dance.
People can see us.
Once we get to Colorado.
Cold.
It's not going to be cold. You ever heard of a sweater? Have you ever heard of a coat?
I'm wearing a coat. And I own the sweater.
But you're going to be wearing one of those body suits the entire time, aren't you? From Sims?
It's not, I could take off the coat. I could take off the long johns.
Let's remember this. If you're in this Sundance Film Festival, if you're anywhere near there, come and support us. We're going to be doing live $10 shout-outs. So you can throw money. You can talk to us. You can take pictures with Perry if you want to jerk off.
You
in
could
his
ride
head.
Him. You could ride him around the right. The
whatever you
want to
do with him. We're gonna have a.
You're gonna ride me.
We're gonna have a portion of the show girls. Where you can do anything you want to Perry. You want to punch him in the face, pay
that
some
you can't
money.
Do.
You can't.
Can't do that.
All right. Well, you'll have a list of things they can't do.
Punching me at all, punching me anywhere is a no-no.
Let's say they wanted to just jerk off on your back. You sit in a chair and they just start jerking off.
No.
What if they did this? If they didn't jerk off, they came after they've jerked off, so they've got a load of stuff in their hand, they just start wiping it in your hair.
You want me to... Oh, Christ.
Is that
this
a
is
yes?
Why I want my own room.
Well...
Because I know you're going to do...
Listen,
son,
you'll
like
get
that.
Your room.
You're going to
as long as you
like
live
that,
under my roof,
like
you'll get your room when you're good ready for it, young man.
You have
you'll
to
fucking
like
know
adult.
In a guy like you, I'll That's be out cold asleep... Room. You'll
you
want to
get grounded, you better
you'll,
not
you'll
sneak out of that room again, young man.
You're going to look at Mo and you're going to say, hey, Mo, come here.
I'm going to be,
Mo,
I, listen.
Mo,
I
Mo
just
come here. Scare Master's asleep. Let's fucking jerk off all over his face.
No, we wouldn't do that. The most we'd do in a prank was maybe.
Shit
maybe
in your mouth or something.
We wouldn't
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, you'll fucking jerk off and put it in my mouth, you
no,
fuck.
No, we wouldn't do that.
That's,
maybe.
That's so old, man. That's so like.
We might
it's
put
so
your hand in some
late,
warm
you know?
Water
no,
so you
I
pee
mean,
in your pants.
But there was that, Dan, there was that whole like 3 or 4 years when that's all anyone did to Scare Master. Every time he fell asleep, like the sound techs and like everybody, all the comics around him, he was always like falling asleep. He was exhausted and he'd lay down. Then everyone jerking off in his mouth.
I just came up with
but
an
that's
unbelievable
so
idea.
People don't do that anymore. That's really like, that was a big thing for a long time.
You're going to love this idea, Mo. You got to listen to this because I think this is going to be perfect. We're going to be spending two nights together.
And two shuttle rides.
Right. What we should
and
do.
And two airplane rides.
We should spend the next couple days at Perry's apartment to get
it's not
to know.
Happen.
Warm it up.
It's not going to happen.
Warm it up.
Sorry.
Let's get to know each other a little bit.
Sorry.
You know how when you go to college and you find out who your roommate's
right.
going to be, you go back and you go and you live with them for a while before
and
college.
You're not coming
hey,
over.
Here's the other thing, too. If one of us kills themselves, the other one gets straight A's.
What does that mean exactly?
College.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Is that true? Like if someone commits suicide when you're in college, like your dorm mate or something like that, they'll give you straight A's?
Yeah, they call it the golden ticket.
That's ridiculous.
You don't understand why that's good?
It's stupid.
Why is that stupid? Everything is stupid to you.
Because you're taking somebody's life.
I come up with a great idea, like spending a couple days at your place so we get used to each other, and then you come up with a stupid idea like that.
No, it's not stupid. You're taking somebody's life.
All right, let's do this. It's time now that we do something that has become the favorite segment of our show. It's time once again for a little thing called Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play.
Now, if you've been living under a rock and you haven't heard Mole Play is an improv game that we play here on the Big Three Podcast, and it's where Mole will set up some sort of scenario. He'll then cast the scene, and then he'll direct a scene. Here's the thing that we don't know. Mole, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Today on Mole Play, we're going to be enacting a scene that I'm going to give you the situation for, and I'm going to direct it. Today we head to Sundance, where the Sundance Mountain. Getting on the chairlift is all manner of every stars in Hollywood. Whenever you get in a chairlift, there's another star getting on the chairlift with you. That's what Sundance is all about: is skiing and snowboarding with all the stars.
You know what we should do before we go there? We should make a pact. Let's see who can make the most celebrity friends. So, like, let's say that Rosie O'Donnell's there. I make friends with her. That's 1 point for me. And we'll see how many celebrity friends we can make while we're there.
Okay, well, this is going to be a good test run because we are heading onto a chairlift straight up the mountain. And Scaremaster, who at first didn't think he was going to snowboard, got there, and the snow is so soft and light and Colorado champagne powder. And he got a nice rental board, and he's got his Sims thing on. He said, I'm going to take a couple turns. And he says, single, and he gets on the chairlift. And there on the chairlift with him, picking up in the chairlift, is none other than a star of both The Wire and Luther, Mr. Idris Elba. And Idris Elba and Scaremaster start talking about Hollywood, and they really hit it off. Scaremaster, you're going to play yourself. You're going to play Scary Perry going up Sundance, meeting all the stars. Daniel Idris Elba Mole Play.
What do you want me to say to this guy, though? Because I don't even know who this guy is. I never heard of him before. Never met him
He's
before.
He's British. He's tough and British.
Hello.
And Mole Play.
Hello, how was we? Hello, all we, Governor. Come on, I'm a single here. Who is a single?
I'll ride with you.
Hey, right there,
and
Governor.
They sat down on the chair and it starts moving up the mountain.
So what's your name?
Perry.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure.
Go get yourself a turkey and a ham.
Turkey and a ham? We're going up the mountain to go snowboarding, pal.
Chim Jiminy, Chim Jim Chiroo. As sweep is as lucky can be.
Okay.
You can't have your pudding if you don't eat your meat.
I don't get it.
But mother, I am your daughter.
You sound like you're on some sort of drug. Are you okay?
I am fine, Governor! Just driving up here on the chairlift to do a little snowboarding. So what do you do in Hollywood?
Let's see. What do I do? I make some movies, do a little stand-up here and
there. Oh, really? God, no! Give me a movie you may have done.
A movie called Windy City Heat.
Ooh, Aegis Elba's taken aback.
What?
Let's go back a few years.
What?
I was the lead actor in the film Windy City Heat.
Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. You're the guy from that movie, is you?
That's my film.
At first, I thought you were a moron.
I might look like a moron, but...
Sound like a moron,
fool. All right, then I sound like a moron, too, okay? I look like a moron, I sound like a moron, and I even fart like a moron, too, okay?
You seem to be a funny bloke.
So what do you do?
Serious fuck up, Sid.
Sid? You mean Sid Vicious, Sid?
And he takes great offense to that and beats the crap out of Scaremaster.
Who the fuck do you think you is, Governor? Who do you think you is?
Punch me in the arm from before where I did the circle arm. The circle thing on my finger. You already punched me.
Please?
Scaremaster fights back against Aegis Elba. Fight back, Scaremaster. You're on the chair left.
Well, Governor, how do you like that?
I don't appreciate it.
I'm beating your fucking ass is what I'm doing.
You're eating my fucking ass?
Why, you bloke, I ought to kill you.
And that's Moplay.
Okay.
Moplay, Moplay, let's play Moplay. Moplay, Moplay, let's play Moplay.
Moplay!
Oh, he gave me nothing on that.
Yeah, you really didn't give him a lot.
I'm not in the mood to kill
him. Give me your cheek for a second. Show him how you want your cheek to get slapped. Dan, slap his cheek.
All right.
Put your cheek out.
All right. Now, if we do some kind of slapping thing, like show me how to do it
best. Show him, Scaremaster. Show him how to give him some.
How should I do it? Is it like this?
You do it right hand. Yes.
Is it like that?
No, it's like this.
No.
Scaremaster.
Show me.
Okay. It's like this.
Okay. Oh, shoot. Okay. I'm a little uncoordinated. Okay. Put your hands down. All right. Put the one hand there. And what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to hit my other hand. Okay. And then you move your head.
Right.
Okay. Just tell me when you want me to do it. All right. Put your hands down. Ready? Can I feed you a line?
You're trying to make him hit me.
All right. I'll give you a line and then I'll slap you.
Well, go now. Who do you think you are?
Oops. Shh. Okay. All right. I did it wrong. Away from this hand. All right. This is not working.
It's not working because Mole's doing everything
he
can to fuck with.
Yeah, he is.
How am I doing? What did
I do? You're pushing Don. Pushing Don into me.
I did not push Don into anybody.
Well, was that the end of Mole play?
It was, yeah.
It's over.
Well, and as I look up, the minute I say that, I look up and I see by the clock on the wall, it's time we wrap this thing up. Mm. Don't forget, when this starts airing, tomorrow night, we are going to be doing a show at the Sundance Film Festival, The Big Three Live.
It's going to rock and roll, baby.
You think so? Why will it rock and roll?
It's going to rock and
roll. Well, explain why. Give them some kind of little tease.
Well, excuse me for belching.
Talking to the mic.
It's going to rock and roll because we're going to be live at Sundance.
Okay, do
either in Utah or Colorado or... Okay. Wyoming, wherever the fuck they
here's what you do.
Wyoming?
All right, and then in Canada. Fuck it, I don't have my fucking passport.
Get Wolfman Jack to promote our Big Three live show with Jash on the Video Podcast Network. Go, Wolfman Jack.
All right, baby. That's right, yeah, I'm live right here in the Wolfman Jack voice. That's me, baby. We're live, coming to you from the Sundance Film Festival, and we're out to promote Josh.com. That's it, baby, JASH.com. Don't forget the Big Three podcast live from Sundance Film Festival on
Jash or Josh. Well, how the fuck you pronounce this guy's name?
You got it.
JASH.com.
One take. Really good. Really good. Thank you.
He's like Sinatra. But one take in there, Italian.
Wow, that's probably
that's
it.
That's all right.
Oh, who's this?
Wow.
That's just a mobster. Who knows?
Well, that's a pretty good mobster. That's
fucking
who knows?
Scary. Who knows? You didn't come here for money they owe you, did you?
Yes, I did, by the way.
Are you Mobster Joe?
Joe is about to kick his fucking ass outside
the
club.
Whoa, Joe, take it easy, Mobster Joe.
I'm teasing it.
Why would you do that? Even as a joke.
All right. I needed some money.
Well, anyway, if you want to get in touch with us on this social network, you can get in touch with me on Twitter at SimplyDon1. That's the number one. Perry, you are at
ScaryPerry818 on Twitter.
And Mole, you are
I'm at The Real Malinsky, and I just remembered my password, so I'm going to be back on Twitter this week. Look out, I got a lot of stuff to say.
I need my password for Facebook. Somebody knows it, give it to me.
Hey, Hugh A. Craig III. Maybe if you have his password, maybe you could send that along. If you wouldn't mind.
That's my KNAC Facebook.
Okay, so just tell him what you want.
I need my password.
Well,
why don't you
ask him nice?
Hugh A. Craig, the scumbag that
third,
I deleted.
The third.
Not once, not twice, but three times. Give me my fucking password! Oh!
I'm at Don Barris on Facebook, Walter Molininsky on Facebook.
I'm also on Facebook, too, on my Yahoo account.
Hey, you can catch me every night at the World Famous Comedy Store. I close it out, and every Monday, the Ding Dong Show.
You can catch me home every night, so if you want to find me home, girls, come on over, ladies.
7722 Reseda Boulevard, apartment 102.
They know where I live.
Okay. Well, let's put her there, guys. Next time we see you, or you hear from us, we'll be at the Sundance Film Festival.
Big three!
Goodbye.
Good night.